That was a commission decision.
Okay, thank you.
Are you here?
Okay. What have we got? Are all commissioners present?
Yes.
I see Commissioner Orton, Commissioner Parrish, Commissioner DiCario, Commissioner Jacobson, Commissioner Nielsen. All right, I will entertain a motion for the record that we move out of closed executive session and rejoin the public meeting. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of moving from the closed session to be back on the record, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Would there be any opposed? All right, we're back on the record. There has been considerable discussion about these applicants. I would indicate that a spreadsheet that was provided by staff has been reviewed by members of the commission. I would indicate further that this is a very difficult decision. Every single applicant was well qualified. Had you been standing alone, there would have been no question that we could have awarded a package agency to any one of the four. However, unfortunately, there is only one that's going to be the successful applicant. So at this point, I would entertain a motion with regard to Richfield Type 3 Package Agency. Do we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Jacobson. I would move that we award the package agency to TGS Richfield Liquor Agency.
All right, do we have any discussion of that motion? Hearing none, do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Parrish, a second.
Okay, we have a set motion and a second. All in favor of the motion? Please say aye if you would like to qualify your motion or explain it in any way. Please go ahead and do that. I will begin by saying I'm an aye. I'll just call the roll. Let's see. Commissioner Jacobson has made the motion.
Aye. I'm an aye.
Commissioner DiCario?
I am an aye as well, and I just want to echo your comments, Mr. Chair, about how difficult the decision was and the high caliber of applicants that we had today. It was not an easy decision, and but I would like to cast my vote as an aye. Thank you.
Commissioner Orton?
I would also reiterate what Commissioner DiCario just said. This was such a difficult decision, and I think we're all kind of feeling like we wish we had three other PAs to award, but I'm an aye as well.
Thank you. And Commissioner Parrish?
My vote is aye, but the reason I joined the other commissioners in the sense that these are four very qualified applicants, and we appreciate the job that the Sampsons are doing in Salina and recognize the good work they do. This is just one of those hard decisions you have to make, but I feel that TGS will do a great job for us there too.
Thank you. Well, that is our decision. TGS Richfield will be awarded the package agency. And we thank all of the applicants for their excellent presentations and for your business acumen and what you mean to your various communities. So with that, that concludes our agenda today. I'm going to ask a motion to adjourn the commission meeting.
Commissioner Nielsen?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is Cade Meyer. I apologize for this, but during the operations update, I failed to allow time for Tim Cornea to present our website that is being updated. I recognize this is the last moment that you're hearing about that. I don't know if it's possible, but could he present quickly some of the new updates that'll be coming to our website.
Yeah, of course. We're back on the record. We're still in the meeting, so that would be.
I need to leave the meeting. I apologize. I need to leave the meeting. I got a client that has a real emergency. I don't mean to slight the website thing, please, but I really have an emergency I got to take care of. So
no
I need
problem.
To still have a quorum, though. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Tom. We don't need probably any action on this anyway, so go ahead.
Okay, I'll turn the time to Tim Cornea. Vicki, if you can allow him to share his screen.
Okay, I just need to find him. I'll do that right away.
I'm there, I promise. let's see here. It might. Let me see what name I'm listed under, just in case it's not.
Just so everyone's aware,
I am listed as Utah DABC.
I see
okay,
you here at the bottom.
Mr. Chairman, this is Stan. Do you need me for a quorum?
If you need to leave, you can do that. We don't need to. I can just adjourn the meeting following this presentation. So if you need to leave, go ahead.
Yeah, if you'd excuse me, I would appreciate it.
Sure, you're excused. Thank you, Stan. Appreciate you being here.
Very much.
And we'll make this quick. The last thing we want to do is have the IT guys go tech on everybody and have everybody's eyes glaze over. But anyhow, we just wanted to point out the update that we are doing to the DABC website that will go active June 1st. As an example, I have brought up and shown what our current website looks like, and a little bit dated. The technology behind it was a little bit dated as well, and we are, again, making this change June 1st, and it will be changing to this. The emphasis on the new website was making sure that we had a clean look, consolidated categories. We noticed that as we went through the website before, there was lots of different places you would find similar information. It was confusing for the customers and for anybody doing having any interaction with DABC to maybe find some of the material. And then sometimes some information would get updated, some wouldn't, and so it'd be a little bit out of sync. So we spent some time on consolidating those categories, making it more user-friendly. Bigger thing we addressed too is making it mobile-friendly. The technology we were using previously did not lend itself well to the mobile environment. And so sometimes people's mobile devices, cell phones, they would have issues on particular pages trying to open up information and access information. This is written in a more mobile-friendly environment. And then the other thing that helps DABC, the business, manage it. Previously, whenever there was a change that needed to be made to the website, it had to be handed over to an IT person to make that change. And we have architected the website now where DABC will be able to use agency employees to manage some of the content that's on there. And so it should lend itself to more timely updates. With that, there were four features we really wanted to walk through, and Julie Johnson will walk through them, but we wanted to cover the rolling banner that will be on the website, the calendaring that we will have there to be able to advertise DABC events, the store locator, which is we really feel like is a really big important feature, and then the Twitter feed that we have on there. And with that, I'll turn it over to Julie and let her talk about a few of these items. Are you there, Julie?
Don't hear.
Okay, it looks like she dropped off. I can go ahead and I'll cover these four items myself then. The first thing was the scrolling banner. Again, cosmetic, but it allows, as I'm scrolling through this, the agency will have the ability to go and update these images periodically, giving maybe a newer look, maybe updated looks to maybe current events that are going on. Right now we have three placeholder images, Parents Empowered being featured on the scrolling thing, on the scrolling header, but the agency is going to have the ability to go and update these pictures regularly if they choose, and again gives the ability to present a maybe a more updated look over time. The next thing was the calendaring that we had, and as I jump in here, we go over here to the calendar. We have the ability to have the, again, the calendaring being maintained by the agency. They will be able to go and update and create different categories. Right now, we just put something in there for commissioner meetings and fiscal calendar, but if there are other items, maybe trainings, other things, we can create other categories. People will have the ability to go in and see the public types of information and meetings that the agency conducts. And again, just a little bit better transparency and access into the DABC calendaring. The third item that we wanted to go and highlight was the, let's see here, the Find a Store. And this page can link, there's a one jump off page on Shrine, or you can just type in an area code, a zip code. And then at that point, it's tied into the Google Maps. And so Google Maps is integrated with this website now. If you're on a mobile device and you happen to open up the ABC website, you would be able to actually go in without leaving the ABC website to go and find stores that are near you. You can set number of results, you can set the search radius, and it allows you to go in and easily find stores that are in your general area. And then the fourth thing that we've added here, you know, we're a lot of multimedia going on. We did go and add a placeholder on the page right now that allows all the Twitter feeds. We have an official Twitter account for DABC that any Twitter feed that is being sent out on that particular name and login will appear on the front page of DABC. So we're hoping that, you know, that as we go through these changes and implement this, it gives a more user-friendly experience, a more updated experience, and helps us serve DABC and the community that we serve. That's, anyone have any questions?
That's a great website.
Looks great. Good job.
Okay.
I appreciate Sal and Kate giving the leadership to make it happen.
Anything
Thanks,
else?
Tim, for that update. No, that was all. Sorry for the last minute, but with the way things worked, we just really wanted to make sure people had advanced screening of this great website developed, and we're grateful for all those who have worked on it. Really appreciate the time and effort, and looking forward to having a more cleaner look for those in whom we serve here in the state.
And when will it go live again?
It will be June 1st.
Great.
Well, that sounds good. All right. Thank you very much. Commissioners, any comments from members of the commission who are here still? And I thank you all for attending today. This has been a very good meeting, and I appreciate the comments that have been made. And if we have nothing more, we'll stand in adjournment. Thank you all.
Thank you.